Welcome to the PNC studio at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer on ChicagoBears.com. Tuesday night at Soldier Field, we caught up with the starting receivers on the 1985 Bears, Willie Gault and Dennis McKinnon, as they celebrated the 30th anniversary of their victory in Super Bowl 20.
Chocolate and swirl.
Absolutely. I was just saying, what made these two guys special as a team? But I want to know, what made the offense special? Everybody talks about the D, but tell me about the offense.
Everybody had a role. The number one stat in football is field position. We control the clock. Very smart, very savvy, but at the same time, Willie came in. Defense could not play single cover. They had a double, they had a roll of safety, which means that backside, I was always open with me and Emery. So we had a perfect combination of great running attack with a great offensive line and guys who actually made plays and a smart quarterback who basically was smarter than anybody else. Sound fundamentally with a tenacity to kill. And that's the great thing about, well, we had a defensive mentality on offense, but we had fun. Remember now, we had to practice against that defense every single day. Yeah. So we feared nobody on Sunday.
How dangerous of a tandem were the two of you guys?
Well, I think we made a great team because Dennis was just probably one of the best pure catchers and blockers in the league as a receiver. And he actually, guys were intimidated by his blocking. So, and we had, of course, Walter Payton. So to think about Walter coming and running and think about Dennis blocking you, or to think about Dennis going over the middle catching and punt returning, I thought we made a great great team. And, you know, my speed outside, like Dennis said, they doubled me sometime. If it didn't double me, they doubled him. So I left single cover somewhere, and then a tight end, Emory Moorhead would get open. And then you had Walter Payton come out of the backfield, and Jim McMahon, who was very smart, and our linemen who were just crazy guys, were just willing to get at it on Sunday and Saturday or Monday, whenever we played. They were just a great group of guys that we came together for that one year that was very magical. I think it may be unmatched again in that way.
With the rules in today's game, what kind of numbers would you guys put up?
Well, we're in the playoffs every year, so imagine what we could have done. But when you got 34, it's not about numbers, it's about winning. So the mentality changed today, but we were about a winning organization, a winning football team. That's all that matters. Guys today, they can complain and talk and say, when they change the rule, you can't touch me at the 5-yard, we could have caught 100 balls a year. It's just, we can't worry about that. But the change today, a lot of that stems from the fact we went on strike in 87. We fought for those players to have free agency. So they should be kissing the shoes that we walk on.
And also it makes the game safer. I mean, I think, you know, for the most part, when you think about what's happening with the whole concussions and the safety, I think the way they're playing the game now, not totally the way it's going to be played in the future, but I think guys understand that it's their safety that is at risk too. You can play the game in a certain way, but when you go head-to-head, it's really dangerous because our brains are not really made for that. So I think what they're doing, they're trying to get the game safer, make it safe for everyone. The kids coming up in high school and in Pee Wee League and college, I think it's all for the better of the game.
All right, Willie, be honest. Has age and father time slowed you down?
A little bit, not much.
No, he still runs. It's still world class. Right.
That's true.
I'll still line him up against any bear right now today. Right. He'll still outrun him.
Is this the first time you guys have gotten together?
I've seen Dennis like four or five years ago. It's like 4 or 5 years ago.
We went to the White House last time we saw each other.
Right, exactly.
He doesn't come back from the coast too often.
No, it's too cold here. I mean, 31 degrees. I left 70-degree weather yesterday. So it's I can come in the summers, but I love Chicago. I always tell people Chicago is probably the best city in America. It just gets too cold. But it's a great city. It's a city that actually it helped make me who I am. I learned a lot here, great friends, relationships that I built then and still have, guys like Dennis and my teammates and business people, so it's great. And a good quarterback like Jimmy Mack. Jimmy Mack, come on in.
He's looking for beer. That's where he's going.
Great guy like Jimmy Mack.
Mack, did these guys help make you look good during that 85 season?
Oh, yeah, they always made me look good. Now I look good by myself. it was fun to throw these guys as well as, you know, all the other people on the offense. You know, we did a lot of good things. You know, defense always got a lot of credit, but, you know, nobody really wanted to play our offense either. So.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. We were ranked number one in the league that year. We won the Super Bowl on offense also. So, I mean, it's not like we had a bad offense.
I was going to say, that's overlooked. Everyone talks about that.
You know who does? You know why it's overlooked? Because you guys don't cover it.
and you had the muscle.
Jim, with today's rules, what kind of numbers could you guys have put up in the passing game?
Well, hell, we probably still run it.